Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and a very informative hadith and tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the virtue and the benefit of trade and business. As you know, Islam is a religion of reason, and Islam is a balanced religion. This is one of the distinguishing characteristics and distinctions of Islam. It's not an extreme religion that, you know, encourages its followers to relinquish the world and, you know, forego everything in order to reach salvation in the hereafter, right? And contrary to a lot of maybe Eastern religions or, you know, a lot of, you know, sects within certain Abrahamic religions. Rather, it's a religion which gives due importance to people's, you know, lives in this world, and even considers these other aspects of the lives of the people to be forms of worship. And an instance of that, an extension of that, is this very concept of trade being something virtuous. In the Quran, we read the following verse regarding trade. God Almighty says, "O you who have faith, do not eat up your wealth amongst yourselves unrightfully." This is a very famous verse. لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل. But it should be trade by mutual consent. You know, don't squander your wealth. Trade amongst yourselves. Conduct business amongst yourselves. And do not kill yourselves. Indeed, Allah is the most merciful to you. Right? So this is in general terms, that kind of alludes to the virtuousness and the virtue of trade. Imam Ali alayhi salam, echoing the same theme, the same Quranic concept, he says the following: practice the various trades, for there is in them independence for you from what is in the hands of others. Meaning, instead of, you know, asking people for money, for borrowing it from them, you know, begging other people, asking for their help, conduct trade, conduct business, and in this way, not only will you secure your, you know, needs, worldly needs, but also you will be independent and have, you know, a certain nobility and honor, and your respect in the eyes of the people will be preserved. Then the Imam said the following: and indeed, Allah loves the one gainfully engaged in a profession. Wa inna Allaha yuhibbul muhtariq al amin. The person who engages in a profession, he has a job, right? He doesn't sit around and, you know, beg people for money or rely on other people, you know, to live. Such a person is loved by Allah. He's beloved by Allah. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of trade and commerce in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد و
وآل محمد.